But I found this interesting. I saw a story in the paper of a mother's milk bank. It's a human milk depot. And of course, as I was telling John Williams, I'm an adoptive mom. The adoption was finalized on 9/11, and there was a shortage of formula, and there was a panic every week. I'd have to go to Babies R Us and wait for the truck to pull in, and there would be 30 other moms waiting to get that formula as well. Back then, I didn't know there was anything like a milk bank, but there is one in our area, and I wanted to learn a little more about it. And Jaquetta Upton Smith is with us. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So you're the Vice President of Operations at Advocate Condell Medical Center, and you're on the board of directors for Mother's Milk Bank of Western Great Lakes. Who shows up? Like, who needs the milk? Who is asking for it for their children, your biggest customers?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Mother's Milk Bank has been around since 2011. And our primary partnership are actually with hospitals throughout Illinois and Wisconsin. There's about 90 hospitals. And the majority of the milk that's donated to us that we take to our facility and pasteurize and make sure that we're maintaining all of those really great life-saving properties are then dispensed to all those hospitals to their NICUs, really going to those really tiny babies who are critically ill and kind of fighting for their lives and giving them that extra shot and chance to thrive in life. But outside of that, that's our biggest customer and partnership throughout those two states. But then outside of that, then we do have dispensaries where parents and families who might be struggling breastfeeding themselves or maybe low supply or have special diagnoses for their children in which they need human milk but can't supply it themselves, they can actually come directly to those dispensaries and buy outpatient milk directly. So it's really kind of two really great streams of how we're helping families throughout Illinois and Wisconsin.
Judy, who is listening, she sent me a text and she said breeders of horses have milk banks all over to give new foals what they need if their mother cannot produce enough milk. I found that interesting as well.
It is.
But I saw that one of your donors has donated 700 ounces. That's over 10 gallons of milk. So some women just have the ability to make that much milk that they don't need for their baby?
Oh my gosh. First of all, the generosity of our donors are just mind-boggling, and I'm never not impressed by that. So yes, sometimes our milk comes from moms who have just a really healthy production, and they're able to not just support their family, but they want to pay it forward and give milk to the depot and or through a depot to the Mother's Milk Bank, and then again repasteurize that. But then sometimes, and this is really extra special, sometimes our donors are bereaved families and bereaved moms whose children, for a variety of different reasons, just didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And their way of either coping or just helping other families who might be in similar situation is donating that milk because their bodies can still do it. And so I think those are just two of the most purest and altruistic reasons to give milk. And they're able to help so many families across Illinois and Wisconsin.
Wow. You know, things that most of us don't think of. And one of our texters just said their daughter got COVID at 8.5 months old. Her daughter got COVID. So the pregnant mom got COVID at 8.5 months. So they induced. And then when she gave birth, the baby was taken to NICU. And it was a collaborative effort. And that's really what you rely on, right?
It absolutely is. And in fact, I really feel like for that mom, because I have three children. My husband and I have three amazing kind of crazy children. And two of our three ended up in the NICU, but my second, very similar. We had complications and he was induced early. And even though milk banking and breastfeeding was really important to me, I couldn't produce at that time and he was in the NICU. And I credit the fact that I went to a hospital that had human donor milk there and they were already a partner of the milk bank. And so he was able to receive that when I couldn't do that for him. And, you know, just as a parent or parents and families, like watching your children in the incubator, there's not a lot you can physically do to help them. But having a hospital that already has donor milk on hand, that feels like that is the one thing you can do to help give your child just a fighting chance. And so I really feel for that mom.
I bet. And we're also hearing from people who lost their children and did the same thing that you said a lot of moms do. And so you said it's pasteurized. So that eliminates any transmission of anything that the donor might have, correct?
Absolutely. So first of all of our donors go through a really rigorous screening process. So we know that the milk are coming from healthy homes, healthy moms. But you're right, we go through a pasteurization process. And in fact, our facility is so incredibly advanced in terms of technology and science, and everything is evidence-based. But it goes through a very rigorous process to make sure that we're filtering out anything that's negative, but most importantly, preserving everything that makes human milk the optimal option for tiny, like I said, critically ill babies. So it's preserving all those life-saving antigens and properties. And we have all the data to show that and provide that to our patients as well.
And are the donors paid?
They're not. They are completely just doing this out of the generosity of their heart, which is just another reason that I'm so grateful for this milk bank, because it's bringing together people who just want to do good and help other families.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so do you have a website where people can find out more?
We absolutely do. Our website is, and I want to give it to you right now, it is www.milkbankwgl.org. And we also on social media as well, so at MilkBankWGL on Facebook, on Instagram, and all of those great sites.
And WGL stands for Western Great Lakes.
That's true, because again, we serve Illinois and Wisconsin, but we also support other banks throughout the country, because now, since our start in 2011, we're one of the largest milk banks in the country.
Well, bless you for doing what you do, and thanks for jumping on the radio with us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to share this really awesome message.
It really is. Jaquetta Upton Smith, that is Milk Bank WGL. You should check it out. The news and all the latest about the train derailment next with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.